This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream, corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, January 14th, 2023. We are in hour one of the broadcast, and I'm telling you what an interesting week it has been. I've been a little overly busy, more so by far than usual this week, and not able to maybe pay as close of attention to the insanity as normal. But still, I think anyone paying just a wee bit of attention gets the gist of what's happening these days. Before we get started, a couple of special mentions. I wanted to say a special thanks to David from Iowa. I got the package you sent. I got the book Fossilized Customs. And all of the rest of the information, you really put a lot of effort into sending me quite a bit of literature. And I wanted to say thank you so much. I will do my very best to look this all over. So I wanted to mention that up front. And, you know, it's really amazing. I was thinking back. I know Alan occasionally mentions the fact that I used to mail out DVDs to everybody that wanted DVDs. I mailed DVDs all over the country, various other countries, to listeners about Tesla, scalar waves. I have a video. It's just so ironic. I've never seen this video anywhere. It's never been on YouTube that I know of, about Tesla, and it's short, but it shows actually the miniatures. He made everything in miniature models, and they have these in a museum. And it shows them, shows things levitating, lights lighting up wirelessly. It's just incredible. And what is the most incredible about that is I bought a stack of conspiracy DVDs off of eBay, like, I don't know, 20. And I mean, there was some far-out stuff in there, right? But this was in there, and I gave it away one time. And so David from Iowa sending me this information, it just reminded me of all the information that's been sent to me. Sometimes the clips I play are from the listeners. Like the clip last week that one of the callers commented on how impactful it was. And then, you know, the information that I have mailed out and hopefully, you know, sometimes give out. So anyway, we will get started. Going to take phone calls all next hour. Lisa Marie Presley, dead at 54. I mean, they're dropping like flies. It, you know, we've talked about Daryl from Canada often mentions this, and we're seeing it. I mean, it's unfathomable to believe that this is not related to the COVID vaccine, which I've got some clips, I've got some information. You guys all know that, but I'll tell you, Lisa Marie, she had the only grandchild of Elvis, and he committed suicide, I think, in 2015. The picture they always show of her son, Elvis's grandson, is he had blue hair. I guess he was ahead of the curve on that, because now, you know, it's real common, at least around here, and everybody just looks like a bunch of ridiculous clowns, right? Elvis's grandson committed suicide, his only grandchild, I guess you'd say. And then Lisa Marie, cardiac arrest at 54, and she was just on one of the Golden Globes or some of that nonsense. She was just on one of those here recently, like in the last week or so. So this is a died suddenly. But I'll tell you what, growing up, I would go in the grocery store and I would see those tabloids, right? And they would have Elvis was spotted at McDonald's or whatever, right? And, you know, I didn't know what to make of it. I do remember the day Elvis died in like 1977, I believe. I remember it being on the news. But anyway, I knew Elvis, I came to grips with the fact that Elvis was dead and that there would be no more sightings of Elvis because he was definitely dead when Lisa Marie married Michael Jackson. You remember that? I knew if Elvis was alive somewhere, he would have had to showed up and probably put a stop to that nonsense, I guess. I don't know. Maybe not. But anyway. And Michael Jackson dead too. I mean, but the deaths that are occurring unexplainably because of this COVID is just, you know, it's just in everybody's face. Now, I got some friends that's in complete denial because they got the shot. And, of course, I guess if you got the shot, you certainly would want to be in denial that it has anything to do with the shot because you're trying to hope for the best. But who knows? So, anyway, we'll get started on the news. Now, one of the big stories this week, of course, and I'm not going to spend much time on it because y'all know what I'm going to say before I'm going to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. President Biden, what's my need-to-know.news, President Biden is under investigation for storing classified documents obtained when he was vice president under Obama in a office closet in Washington, D.C. I think this, you know, I heard some say this was maybe funded by the Chinese. I don't know. And in his garage at his home in Delaware, the funny thing about the garage, remember, if you've ever seen where he was riding around in that something like a 1965, 67 Corvette, or might have been older than that. I think it's with those years, though. I kind of do know my Corvettes. But there's a picture, needtoknow.news has it, where he's like halfway in the garage, and then in the corner of the garage, there's like a box of just all these documents just falling out, you know, in his garage, and these are classified documents from when he was vice president. So, but does this make any sense to you? The vice president, he's not carrying out boxes of documents, most likely, because, you know, I'm not even sure he wipes his own ass. So he's not going to do much of anything. He can't ride a bicycle. So somebody carries these out of the White House and then takes them to his house and puts them in his garage. I mean, maybe that's what happened. Who knows? But here's the bottom line. Let me finish reading this paragraph. The discovery of the Biden documents is becoming a scandal because Democrats are pursuing a criminal investigation of former President Trump for removing government documents from the White House when he left office. There's a two-tiered justice system. Well, here's the thing. The only way this will amount to anything is if the real people in charge, which is not the puppet Biden, is planning to remove him so they can have Kamala Harris, which, you know, it really doesn't matter to me. I mean, I'm sure she'll be awful, but all we're going to get is awful. And we're not going to get anything better in 2024 because the elections are rigged. So I have come to grips with it. It was hard. I fought it for a long time. But I've come to grips with the fact, I have accepted the fact that, you know, it the only direction that it's going to possibly go is just getting worse. And I have no faith whatsoever in the Republicans doing jack about anything. You know, I mean, I just don't see it. But if this amounts to something, which they've got a special counsel, Robert Hur, appointed Thursday by Attorney General Merrick Garland to probe President Joe Biden's mishandling of classified information, was among those at the Justice Department who had knowledge about the Russia hoax perpetrated on former President Donald Trump. According to a Justice Department document, Hur is a former DOJ official who handled, participated in, or has personal knowledge of the FBI's relationship and communications with Christopher Steele, who authored the infamous dossier that paved the way for the Russian hoax. This is Breitbart. So anyway, yeah, I mean, when you're dealing with a cesspool, like if in front of you you've got a cesspool, everything in the cesspool is pretty much contaminated by the cesspool. And Washington, D.C. is nothing but a cesspool. I expect nothing but lies, nothing but corruption, nothing but deceit. And the last thing in the world I ever expect is any accountability or any justice, because in Washington, D.C., it's just us. And So, you know, the special counsel, who knows? I don't, unless whatever happens is going to be what they want to have happen. So if they take Biden out, remember Governor Cuomo? Remember how he was like the darling of the Democrats, and like how they acted like he done such a great job in New York City, and he actually put the COVID patients in the nursing homes, killing who knows how many old people, all by design, intentionally, and no accountability whatsoever. Well, they took him out, you know? They said they used the old sex scandal routine on him. And I haven't heard anything or seen anything more of him, you know? So when it's time to rotate the criminals, they just rotate the criminals right in your face, you know, and mock and laugh and say, you know, there's going to be no justice for any of this criminality or outright homicidal maniac, I guess you could say. So, you know, who knows with that? But I do find the Biden story kind of, I mean, it's just so bizarre. And of course, they say they found this before the rigged election and didn't, you know, didn't release the information till this week, but they had it like the first few days in November, which, you know, that are they trying to portray like that would have had some effect on the rigged election? I don't know. Well, you know, they do try to portray that the election wasn't rigged, so maybe that's just all part of their covering the fact that so people will not believe the election was rigged. I don't know. But anyway, we shall move on from that. This is New York Post, and I mean, everything has to be bastardized. Every single thing has to be bastardized. And this is just the proof of the fact that I'm telling you the truth, that everything has to be bastardized. Batman comic features the Joker becoming pregnant and giving birth to a handsome baby. The latest chapter in the Joker's nefarious story arc may be the DC Comics arch villain's most unusual yet. He becomes pregnant. In the latest issue of DC Comics series, the Joker, the man who stopped laughing. I didn't know that was, but whatever. Batman's nemesis actually carries and gives birth to a child. If that sounds strange, that's the way the graphic novel company intended it. On its website, DC Comics advertised the issue as containing the Joker's most bizarre caper yet. Readers may be tempted to think it's part of the DC's attempt to do some woke LGBTQ inclusive storytelling, but the Joker being a transgender man undergoing a typical pregnancy, though it's not quite that simple. Well, whatever. So, yeah, I don't know anybody. I guess there's people that I don't even know. I don't even see comic books for sale. I guess there's bookstores maybe in the mall that carry that trash. I don't know. I don't go. I haven't been in a mall in a long time. So I can't imagine that kids today read comic books, because just kids today read. I guess they do, because they all they do is stare at their phone. I guess if the comic book is on their phone, they might would read that trash, especially if it was given to them free. But it is interesting that everything has to be bastardized and everything has to contain this smut and filth and immorality. Isn't that astonishing, really? And then, you know, if you think about it long enough, and you think about the successful mind manipulation of the social engineering that's taken place in this country. You know, I don't try to think that I'm that old, but I'm old enough to remember as a child growing up in a very Christian family. As I've said several times, my dad was a Baptist minister, so I was that kid that was at church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Bible school, revival. My dad was invited to preach a lot of different places. He held a lot of revivals at other churches, so I went to church a lot. And I remember in my youth where even being divorced was kind of stigmatized. It wasn't accepted. It was not the normal. Now, I live in rural North Carolina, so, you know, it might have been much different if you lived in bigger cities. But then, you know, the TV shows started showing divorce, and even like Andy Griffith, you know, was a single dad. And so they slowly eroded that stigmatization, and now it's nothing, you know, and I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I've been divorced twice, you know, so, but it's not stigmatized anymore. Well, then what did the social engineers do? They just kept moving. So then we get the acceptance of and the legalization of homosexual marriage, you know, and start seeing all that in the TV shows and in the movies. And I said on a radio station the week before the ruling on gay marriage was coming from the Supreme Court, I was on a little round table, and everybody there said they wouldn't pass it. And I said, it'll pass. You can count the votes. You can tell by the Supreme Court. It's real simple. And they all laughed. And I told them, I said, it's going to pass. And as soon as gay marriage is law of the land, the next thing is going to be transgenderism. And, you know, right after gay marriage passed, just like clockwork, is I can't remember his first name, Jenner. What was his first name? You know, it goes by Caitlyn Jenner now, but he used to be on all the Wheaties box. I can't believe I can't remember. Bruce Jenner. He was on Chips, too. They paraded him out, and then, you know, the whole bathroom thing started in California, and you know the rest of the story, to where now you're getting it rammed down your throat like a funnel with somebody shoving their foot in it and just jamming it down your throat to accept it as normal everywhere you look. And so now, as I've said on this broadcast many times, what do they do? That's a done deal. So they're moving to pedophilia, and you see it everywhere, and nobody's going to do anything about it. The church ain't going to do anything about it. And so then next will be bestiality. It was the exact same thing that went on in Germany after World War One, and the ramifications of that is what led to it was one of the things that led to the rise of Hitler, was that a whole lot of the German people did not like Berlin being the filth basket of the world. And so with that said, you know, it's really amazing if you sit back and you look at the successful dumbing down of America, the social engineering, the mind manipulation that the media has had over the last generation, and look at the results of it. It's all horrible. It's all horrible. They don't even talk about the diseases that people have from sex these days. They never tell you that the sperm count is going to be down to, some are projecting zero by 2040, 2045. You know, you used to not hear about men having testosterone problems. You know, they didn't need Viagra. You know, the society, I said this last week on the broadcast, every metric you can look at, the country, the people, the society is in worse shape, whether you're looking at poverty, homelessness, drug addiction, out of wedlock births, abortions, violent crime. You can just go down a big long list. And whose fault is it? Well, for one thing, it's the people's fault for putting up with it, but it's for damn sure the Republicans and the Democrats' fault, because they're the two parties that's led us into this hellscape that we live under. And you know what really pisses me off about this? What really pisses me off is I'm fine. I'll be fine. The whole place can go to hell in a handbasket. I'll be fine. I really don't care. But I've got children and a grandchild in this world, and that's what pisses me off. Coming up on the break, you're listening to the Alternative Media Affair. I'm back in moments.
I'm Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
In the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And, you know, the wheels are coming off and more people are coming out talking about the dangers of the vaccine, the clot shot. And this past week, Fox News ran a story. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say that a preliminary COVID-19 vaccine safety signal has been identified and is investigating whether the Pfizer biotech vaccine creates an increased risk of stroke in people 65 and older. In a Friday statement, the CDC said that the preliminary signal hasn't been identified with the COVID-19 vaccine following the availability of the use of the updated COVID-19 vaccine. CDC's vaccine safety data link, a near real-time surveillance system, met the statistical criteria to prompt additional investigation into a concern for a stroke in people ages 65 and older who had taken the vaccine. So, I mean, even if, no matter what, however the wheels come off, which they're coming off, I mean, I tell you what, we'll talk about it after this. Sam, let's play audio 2, please. This was Fox News. It's only like 22 seconds long. I think I told Sam 12, but it's 22 seconds long. It's very short, but Fox News said this past week. Go ahead, Sam.
Just getting word of this now. Regarding the COVID vaccine, the CDC is now saying that there has been enough cases of people who have had the vaccine, received the vaccine, and then suffered a stroke. The agency will now be investigating any potential links between the shots and strokes in some of those patients.
The Globe.
All right, so there you have it. I mean, they're admitting to this, you know, and, you know, Florida's got investigations, Italy's got investigations. But if Congress had an investigation at the end of it, you know what will happen. But here is some of the more, I guess, if it can get any scarier than what we live in, this is a NeedToKnow.news story. Neither the USDA nor the NIH track potential new mRNA injections, vaccines, or drugs for the animal market. Dr. Malone found news articles and studies that show various mRNA drugs are available and are being developed for animals that are used for food production, including mRNA COVID vaccines for livestock and companion animals. In 2016, Bayer partnered. Remember Bayer, they're the ones that spread all that. They had the AIDS-tainted medicine that they sold. Partnered with biotech to develop mRNA vaccines for animal health applications. Sometime before 2015, the USDA issued a conditional license for an mRNA vaccine to be used for pigs. COVID vaccines were developed and authorized for distribution by the USDA for wildlife. Merck Animal Health acquired Harris Vaccines that develops, manufactures, and sells vaccines for food production. So what I'm trying to tell you is, if you don't get the vaccine, and it, you know what, we already covered, if you get hurt and go have to get some blood, you could get blood that's tainted by someone that donated blood that had the vaccine, but they're putting it in these animals too. That's the gist of the story. So they, if you really sit back and think about it, you can only come to one conclusion. The government of the United States is trying to kill you. You are the target. Everything they do, from the fluoride to the chemtrails to the vaccines to the letting in illegal aliens, all of it. It's like I've said on here 1,000 times. If I had a recipe to make a pound cake and I went by it, at the end I would have something that resembles a pound cake, some way, shape, or form. The recipe these diabolical, satanic, pedophile maniacs are going by is to destroy all remnants of morality, decency, the family, justice, humanity, survivability, happiness. That is the recipe that this cabal of satanic pedophiles is going by. And here is just this one right here. You hear it? You hear that? This is just the latest one. Now, it goes on to say Dr. Malone summed up his solution to the pharmaceutical poisoning of the food supply by saying, "We have to build alternate systems. I don't think we can stop them, but we can choose not to buy their food, take their drugs, or their mRNA vaccines." Well, there was a lot of people that was not given much of a choice on whether to take the vaccine, but we can choose not to use their healthcare providers. We can be our own independent people outside of their hellscape. Oh, he used my word, hellscape. Well, and you know, I guess that's true to a sense. It's very difficult for some people, but you may have to make changes. You might need to buy some chickens. I've got some chickens because they are coming after you, and they are on the march, and we are on the run. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Well, I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, "It's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride, son?" I sat down in the front seat. He turned on the radio, and them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white, pale when he asked me for a light, and I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said, "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend
that guitar string?" All right, we're back on the alternative media, appearing in the studio. How about some David Allan Coe? You know, if you he really does not get the notarization. No, I'm not saying that right. He does not get the accolades that David Allan Coe should get. I mean, that song, "The Ride," that is just excellent song. And so if you ever want to read something interesting, read his life story. He lived in a cave for a while. I mean, after he was famous. So anyway, moving on from David Allan Coe, I want to play this clip because since we were talking about the clot shot, and then we'll move on to some other subjects. So let's play. This is Alex Berenson, B-E-R-E-N-S-O-N, on Tucker Carlson. Play the clip, and we'll talk about it on the other side. So play audio three, please, Sam.
Sean Hannity and Congresswoman Lauren Boebert had a fiery exchange last night that you have to see. He's upset with her because she's one of 20 patriotic America First members of Congress who aren't voting for Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the House unless or until he agrees to help clean up some of the corruption and the way that things are done in Washington, D.C. I'll get into what he's refusing to agree to in a moment because Sean Hannity wouldn't let...
On Substack, he joins us now for his reporting. Alex Berenson, what is this?
We're at a very dangerous moment, Tucker. And, you know, I'm not exaggerating. I think this is probably the most important appearance I've had with you in the last 2 years. It is completely clear now that the vaccines don't really work at all against Omicron. In these highly vaccinated and highly boosted countries, rates of infection are incredibly high, and rates of serious disease and death are also rising. The Israelis are predicting that they're going to have more serious cases than they ever had at the peak last year. And the idea that we would solve this with another booster is just off the charts insane. I have not said this to you before because I'm pretty careful, and I'm pretty careful with the data, but these vaccines, these mRNA vaccines, the mRNA COVID vaccines need to be withdrawn from the market now. No one should get them. No one should get boosted. No one should get double boosted. They are a dangerous and ineffective product at this point against Omicron. The spike that they make your body make that you then produce antibodies to is not the Omicron spike. And earlier today, Tony Fauci said, we're not going to give people monoclonal antibody products, because the first generation products, because they don't work against the Omicron spike. The same logic applies to these mRNA vaccines, and giving people boosters, even if in the very short term it knocks down infection rates, there's a boomerang effect, and that's what they're seeing in all these countries. We are at a dangerous moment, and these products need to be withdrawn.
When you say, so you say they're ineffective, and that's demonstrable to anybody who lives in this country, everyone you know who's had it, you know, has had COVID, and most of them are fine. But when you say they're dangerous, what do you mean by that?
Well, there was a JAMA paper today, actually, that showed that rates of myocarditis, you know, which is, again, a heart inflammation that can be very dangerous and you know, can affect people of any age. But myocarditis in young men, actually, in college age people, you know, especially men, is 50 to 100 times as high as the background rate after the second shot. There's another issue here, which is that these, when I say that there's danger, and the danger is dose-related, okay? That's a general rule in medicine. The dose makes the poison. And giving people more mRNA that's going to make them produce spike protein that doesn't, you know, match the current spike protein of SARS-CoV-2 is useless and is likely to wrong-foot their immune systems, okay? So there's a problem with the efficacy and the immune response, and there's also just a problem with the dangers of the vaccines themselves. And if these products were being brought to market now against Omicron, they would not be approvable, okay? So Pfizer is trying to fix that by saying, we're gonna have an Omicron variant mRNA product in the next couple of months. Guess what? It's very likely there'll be a new variant by then. Okay, so they're going to be chasing this, and they're going to be injecting people with something that doesn't match the current variant forever, and the results are likely to get worse and worse and worse. Go to the Substack, look at the chart yeah. of what's happened in Israel in the last couple of weeks. This is a country that's 90% plus adult vaccinated, more than half adult boosted. These are the levels that the Democrats would love to achieve in the United States. It's not just that it doesn't make any difference. It seems to be making the situation worse. And it is impossible for me to imagine that a fourth shot, that a second booster is going to do anything but in a couple of months lead to another boomerang, another synchronized wave that overwhelms hospitals, because they're reporting that, again, in Israel, that their ICUs are under immense pressure. So I don't know what the logic is right now, but I know that in any rational world, every public health authority would be calling for an immediate halt to vaccinations, mRNA vaccinations for COVID, until we know what's going on.
All right, we can just cut that there. I think that was the end. But you know what's interesting about that? Someone sent me that. That's a year old. That's a year old. That was on Tucker Carlson over a year ago. And what have we seen since then? Just like we were talking about I guess it was the December 31st address by bumbling Joe Biden. What was the last thing he said? Get vaccinated. Get vaccinated. You know? So they're still, I mean, they're running the commercials in this area, still pushing the vaccine on the people out here that's feeble-minded enough to continue to take it. I mean, this whole COVID thing really showed me, and I think everyone, a front row seat at the power that the media and the government has to use fear to just like stampede the feeble-minded as they ran for safety to getting the clot shot. Like I've told y'all 1,000 times, here in this small town, the roads were clogged the first day that they had a drive-through clot shot site. So, all right, we're going to move on from that. But I thought it was interesting. I didn't see that a year ago, but that information was out a year ago on Tucker Carlson, and here we still sit with more information coming out, but no mass hysteria of the people that's got the clot shot in light of watching people just fall over and die, literally seeing people just fall over dying on TV. You know, if you watch the documentary Died Suddenly, it's on BitChute. Go to BitChute.com, do a search for Died Suddenly and spend 50 minutes and educate yourself. An alleged satanic child sex ring has been accused of attempted murder and the rape of children in Scotland in a trial for offenses stretching over a decade. Now, isn't it interesting? This kind of headline you think would be in the news, and then Breitbart ran it, but it's not going to be on any of your world news. 11 people appeared before the high court accused of operating a satanic cult which abused young girls and boys who were allegedly forced to engage in witchcraft rituals and subjected to sexual and violent abuse by members. This thing goes on to say, I'm not going to spend much time on it for the sake of time, but that they were putting them in freezers, microwaves, ovens, raping them. And the interesting thing is that story does not rate getting any attention by mainstream media in America. This is, I thought, at least worthy of a mention. You know, through this whole woke thing where they've got a lot of these producers and like Weinstein and some of them up on charges, former adult film star Ron Jeremy is suffering from severe dementia and will be declared incompetent to stand trial on multiple charges of rape later this month, according to a L.A. County prosecutor in an email obtained by the Times. Jeremy, whose legal name is Ronald Hyatt, was first charged in June 2020 with raping four women he had met in West Hollywood bars and clubs. The case quickly ballooned as dozens of women came forward claiming the one-time porn king had been abusing women for decades at parties and adult film conventions or on movie sets. So I just wanted to throw that in there because it's interesting who gets off and who don't. Who goes to court and goes to prison and who don't. And so if you look into the history of Ron Jeremy, I'm sure you'll quickly connect the dots. Israel convinced America to assassinate Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, I guess, I don't know, by supplying intelligence, painting him as an immediate threat. Former Israeli military intelligence chief Tamir Heyman boasted in an interview with the Jewish News this week. Israel convinced the United States that Islamic Revolutionary Guard leader posed an immediate threat to American soldiers, former Israeli military intelligence chief has told Jewish News. 3 years ago, American airstrikes killed the IRGC leader in Iraq, leading to a near all-out war between Tehran and Washington. Iran still threatens with avenging the assassination, calling it a terror attack on an Iranian official. Heyman has previously admitted that Israel provided the intelligence to the U.S. But his wording, immediate threat, is the same as what U.S. President Trump used when he took responsibility for the attack, suggesting it was the exact piece of Israeli intelligence that led to the decision to assassinate the leader. If any other country, could you imagine if Iran was assassinating people in other countries like it happens to them all the time? What would be said? They would convene the UN Security Council and they'd be readying the war machine. The University of Southern California has removed the word field from the curriculum, an academic reference, because it supposedly has racist connotations. Now, this is not the Babylon Bee. The university announced that the phrase such as field of study will be replaced by practicum in order to advance the cause of anti-racism. Now, field, I'm talking about F-I-E-L-D. The change supports anti-racist social work practice by replacing language that would be considered anti-black or anti-immigrant in favor of inclusive language. Language can be powerful, and phrases such as going into the field or field work may have connotations for descendants of slavery and immigrant workers that are not benign. So, the depth of the insanity that apparently we're going to have to wade through is bottomless. The word field is racist now. I work in that field, or I'm going into this field. Oh, my God. I'm telling you. Well, you think that's nuts, don't you? This is Redux News. Two of the 20 candidates set to compete in the Miss Germany semifinals are biological men who identify as women. Miss Germany is the country's national beauty pageant, which has been held annually since 1927, while it was traditionally a conventional beauty pageant. The competition was revamped 2 years ago to shift focus from women's appearance to their characters and achievements. You can't admire beauty. You know, that's where we're at now. We can't admire beauty. We've got to glorify ugliness. And, of course, women's beauty pageants, just like women's sports, has to have men dressed as women in them. I mean, we have to live in a literal clown world, and we have to accept it. And we're doing it. We're doing it. I'm not doing it. This audience is not doing it. I refuse to pretend. I was at a Christmas party where there was a young lady who identifies as a man, and everyone was going along with that for the most part. I just refuse to. You can pretend if you want to. I can't stop you from pretending. When I was a kid, I pretended, you know, cowboys, Indians, all that. But I'm not going to pretend because you're pretending. You can't make me pretend. But they're certainly trying. The Miss Germany official website asserts that it considers itself a feminist competition and that it strongly supports social justice-related movements, of course. The work of Miss Germany Studios is based on critical analysis of gender equality, self-determination. We actively fight sexism and support the mission of all women and marginalized groups, blah, 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 blah. I'm telling you, I mean, the women movement, in a sense, you know, this is biting them in the ass and they kind of begged for it, in a sense. But, I mean, it's really sad. If you had a daughter, if you were a young girl and you're really proficient in tennis or volleyball or basketball or something, and you're not going to get a scholarship and you're not going to be advanced as a woman because of your skills, because you have to compete against men who are obviously stronger. You know, God made us that's some of the differences God made. It's just total, utter, ridiculous nonsense, in my opinion. But that is, and not only that, this is what the United States government pushes around the world. That is our ideals that we try to force on everyone else. And what we're seeing in Russia with Ukraine is Russia is resisting a lot of this woke nonsense. And there's other countries as well. You know, even like under Obama, when he went through Africa, a lot of those countries, they was not wanting to accept homosexuality and the agenda of the filthy American government. But we can't leave them alone. We have to keep pushing it. And they do. You know, you've heard me talk about what Obama, I think it was the Secretary of State, maybe, was saying to the leader in Saudi Arabia about, you know, trying to make them. And he said that he pushes that everywhere he goes. I'm not sure. I guess it might have been Garland. I'm not sure. I remember covering it, though. Brussels, the number of attempts by migrants to enter the European Union without authorization reached 330,000 last year. Wow. Coming up on the break, back in moments.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. Media. Farron in the studio, and yes, I'm going to be taking phone calls all next hour. Listen to this one. President Joe Biden promoted his plan Tuesday to make it easier for migrants to come to the United States after meeting with leaders of Mexico and
Canada. Easier. I thought just a wide open border was about as easy as it gets. This has been the greatest migration in human history around the world, as well as in this hemisphere, Biden said. How about that? It's just great. You know, the American families that are killed by illegal aliens, the human trafficking, the rape, the drugs. It's just wonderful. Joe Biden is complicit. He's an accessory before, during, and after the fact of all of those crimes, and he should be held accountable. Biden said, speaking about the ongoing migration crisis after meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexican President Obrador, but the president did not appear troubled by the volume of border crossings and migrants flooding into local communities in the United States, placing a burden on U.S. citizens and legal residents. No, he doesn't care because he's going by the recipe, which is destroying the country. He spoke about his administration's plan for new ways, new to allow migrants claiming asylum to sign up, get background checks, get a sponsor, get them examined, allowing them to go directly to a port of entry and make their case. I mean, it's back to there's no accountability for any of this blatant criminality. And I don't think... I mean, it'll never happen through the political process of the two-party, one-party system. That's for sure. I wanted to get this in real quick. A teacher in Toronto, this is Breitbart, Catholic School District, a teacher in the Toronto Catholic District School Board has bragged on social media about having a pride flag and depictions of Jesus Christ as transgender in a prayer space in his class. Toronto, Ontario Catholic School Board teacher Palio Di Buono made a post on Twitter on Monday showing off a prayer table in the Catholic school in which he teaches, displaying a rainbow flag and depictions of Christ as half man and half woman. Has to be bastardized. All right, coming up on top of the hour break, taking phone calls all next hour. Back in moments.
Opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.